So, guys, what are the haps?
On a scale from 1 to 10, how sick do you think people are of us talking about them?
Anyway.
Are either of you fans of Carl Sagan like Wally and I am?
No.
Carl Never Sagan. Heard of
him. No.
Oh, okay.
It was on Crowd Park.
Well, tomorrow's... Oh. Okay.
No, Ben. We don't like your fag fans. Get off paw. Wonder Garden is just a tree.
Tomorrow's Carl Sagan's birthday and I'm dressing as him. It's going to be pretty awesome.
Okay.
I have no idea what that constitutes, but great job.
That constitutes me wearing a turtleneck sweater and a brown blazer, really. That's about all.
Well, before I stepped on my cord and was retarded, I actually wanted to drop the bomb. That is the big thing that I've been planning for around Christmas that both of you know about now. I did some testing, and it looks like it's going to work. I still have to do a few more tests. You know, like...
Okay, so, Rick, I probably know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
Ben!
Like, I'm assuming that you've told me about this, and that I know perfectly well what you're talking about, but no, I'm completely in the dark here.
Okay, that's good. You know, then we could continue with our Ben meme of you never remembering anything ever. But you'll remember it as soon as I start talking about it. I'm laying the bomb down that we... The Possers are going to do a telethon to raise
You told me this like yesterday.
yeah, that's why I'm wondering why the fuck you forgot. Are you high?
I don't remember. No.
Okay. So,
Rick, I have to write down everything I need to do every day so I don't forget.
Why don't you just do what Jade does and put a million little bands around your fingers?
That wouldn't help, because I wouldn't know what they were for. I should do that anyway, though, just for fun.
No, what you do is you put them around and then tattoo on your hand, like, a legend of what each one means.
Oh, wow. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, yes. I should probably continue to tell people about this, because despite you guys knowing, they don't. And I'm probably going to hype it that I'm doing something, dropping something. During podcast.
You just said it out loud, though.
Yeah, but I have to explain to them what that entails.
Oh,
Ben, just because you forgot... Oh, shut the fuck up!
Hey, nope. Ben, stop it. You're through being cool for now, okay?
Does Ben okay. need a timeout? Do we need to put you in the corner?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll take away your Carl Sagan outfit. I will.
No! No!
Okay, so we're going to try and actually get people to give us money to pay for the rent to POS. And now I know what you guys are thinking. Us pay? But there is going to be awesome content live. I'm going to rig my computer up to actually have you guys watch me playing a terrible game. And have a camera running on me, and I will take Skype calls from, like, Ben and Soap and all you guys, and we're going to just have a real good time of it, and there will be prizes and shit. I think that it's kind of lame that we stick Soap with the bill every year. You know.
I get a few donations here and there, but, yeah, most of it comes out of my pocket.
You know. And besides...
Hi, Auntie.
Yeah. Auntie and, you know...
Krem gave me a sizable donation once, I think.
Krem had a lot of spare money for a while. He probably has a lot of spare money now. You could probably go find him on WoW and just be like, can you help me pay for this?
Help me pay for this site you no longer support.
Show your support by not supporting WoW, except with money. Regardless, I have decided to torture myself with what is possibly a death sentence of a 100% run of Donkey Kong 64.
A possible death sentence.
Yo. Skull joke. Yeah.
So, Rick, they probably didn't hear what game it is. You should probably repeat it.
Donkey Kong 64... 103%?
101%.
101% run of Donkey Kong 64. I've done it before. You people would never believe me, but I have done it before. I climbed to the ranks. of Mount Olympus.
I've done it before, and I will do it again.
I will do it again this Christmas.
I'm going to fucking bury that guy.
I'm going to fucking bury that Donkey Kong 64 and Pop debt. And remember that if you donate enough, you will get cool shit in the form of whatever we can make.
Just hurricane here
you'll get a decoration that's the Donkey Kong animated.
Airplane
like the thumbs up saying, okay.
I'd solve a mystery.
And you can we'll just send Ben to your house. It'll pop out of a box with a banjo and start singing. if we could get enough money, it's not actually that expensive to have somebody come here on a plane right now. So I'm thinking if we could actually pay for more than... Yeah, it's really cheap. Like, for me to go home and back to Michigan is like $200.
Yeah?
On an airplane.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's not much farther than where Ben is, which is where it got me thinking, hey, if we could raise enough money, we could probably have Ben come here.
That would be so cool.
To Minnesota.
If people raised money for me to travel to people on the internet. I would feel so accomplished with my life.
Yeah, and we could make a week's worth of content.
Need to get a passport, though, very soon. Don't let me forget that.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, I'm going to need to travel to you guys, and I will need a passport, because now they're being strict about that, even though for years it was like nothing to go over to the States.
Well, you could be a terrorist. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm a terrorist.
Bearerist. Regardless, you know, like, it costs, like, Wally more... it costs Wally more money to rent the hotel than it did what it will cost you to get on a plane and come here.
Wow.
And
that's
absurd. He picked a pretty fancy hotel. So...
That Wally, living it up.
And then me and Krem paid for it.
Why did you pay for it?
Wally was just like, hey guys. We're like, I guess. Wally's just charismatic. He used his charisma stat
that's
on
true.
Us and we immediately just dug out
that's,
our wallets.
That's true. Wally has a massive charisma stat.
You know, and then after he left town, Krebs like, why did we do that? I have no money for rent. So yeah, great times. But yeah, this would be really awesome. I will do retarded shit for money, for pause. I will
me too.
Sing and dance, and we'll have a camera on me the entire time. I'm the singing, dancing chimp of pause right now. This will all happen around Christmas vacation, so everyone will be off and have the time to donate and call in and make demands of me for $5 to $10 each crack.
Hey, Rick, jump in the lava. It'll be really funny.
But yeah, it would be pretty awesome. And I will, of course, sell playing other retarded games for 10 minutes to 20 minutes for, like, you know, a couple bucks. So you could pretty much just send me a RAR. You could make me sit through... I've never seen Two Girls, One Cup. If we make it to 130... No, I'll take it back. If we make it to getting Ben out here, then I will watch Two Girls, One Cup.
I'll watch it with him.
And I will watch it while you guys watch me watching it.
I will watch it with you, Rick. Then we can pretend to reenact it.
No, you don't have to watch it, dear. Yeah, then
while singing through being cool.
We will do, yeah. Think about it. If we can get Ben out here, we can do a live, like, in the very same room podcast. Think of me and Ben going through Nicolet Mall.
Oh, man.
Ben wouldn't drop the camera at the end. And shattered it.
Probably.
In a million pieces. Not if I duct taped that fucking thing to your hand, son.
That's true.
But there's just so many... There's so much potential, and I know we have, like, 80... We have, like... Seriously, we have, like, 50 people on the site. Not everybody posts, not everybody, you know, does anything, but if everybody kicked in, like, 5-10 bucks, we have more than enough for the rent and getting Ben out here. So, just kicking it... I'm just throwing the idea out for you. If you want to save $10 and then see me do something really stupid for Christmas... You know, it's $10 ain't that much to a working person. So, start stockpiling your terrible ideas.
Trying to figure out when I would fly over to Rick, like during Christmas or what?
No, it would probably happen after, and then the next break you got from school.
Okay, yeah, like spring break in February or March or whenever that is. Yeah, I could totally do that.
And then, yeah, like spring break. And I don't know how expensive the airlines will be by then, but still, I could probably make the difference up if it gets a little bit more expensive.
Oh, man.
It's not really an unrealistic dream.
No, that could really work. Okay, I will definitely get my passport soon, because holy shit. Because
it's only like $200 to fly to home, so at most it'll be like there and back, I'm saying. So you'll be able to go home as well. You're not just going to be stuck here. But yeah, good times. And the airport's like fucking within travel distance of me. I could walk to the train to go to the airport and pick you up. So, holy shit. Ben Heyman in America with KRIC 56. And then if we all pool our collective money together, maybe we can pay for Wally's hotel again. And he can come out here. But yeah, that's the plan, gentlemen. That's the plan. I'm gonna be counting on you for moral support during this, though. You're gonna have to suffer with me. So if I'm paying for this, you're gonna sit in front of your computer and watch me suffer, and possibly be on Skype with me.
Yeah. Hey, watching somebody play Donkey Kong 64 is nowhere near as bad as playing Donkey Kong 64.
My memories have been colored with time. So I don't remember it being too terrible for the first three levels. And then I remember everything sucking. But I know that if I start playing it, it's going to be terrible after the first level. My god. That fucking water level. The water level!
The water level.
There's a water level in that game. Why am I doing this?
Yeah, there are a lot of games. Like, I the first time I played it to Donkey Kong 64 also, I didn't think it was bad at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, I actually enjoyed it then, but then again, I was also in, like, 8th or 9th grade or something, and I had absolutely nothing to do in my spare time.
Also, I should probably recall Ben. He disconnected at some point.
Uh-oh.
Hopefully this doesn't make too much noise. Ben?
Hello?
We're discussing Donkey Kong 64 now on our first time ever playing it.
Canada got exploded. He had to move to a new Canada.
Campus internet.
So, Ben, did you ever play DK64?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember DK64? Even remotely? It was a game...
I may have attempted completing it back way back in the day. I don't know how far I ever got.
Did you even beat the game, though?
Oh, I definitely beat the game.
I will commend...
I definitely spent some time completioning it, but I probably didn't actually manage that.
I remember a few really awesome moments from that game. Definitely when you first get into the final level and that counter's going.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty intense, but...
Okay.
Then I get to the fucking room and it's like, you need these two medals. And I'm like, what the shit? I just collected 18 million things.
I gotta say though, like, the timer on that level, if you have like any blueprints, it's not intimidating at all. It's like, it comes up, oh, I have 30 minutes. Wow. That's...
It probably took me 10.
I wish they would have made it so, like, you start off with only like 1 minute, and every now and then you pick up an item, it gives you a bit more time.
You just whack a machine and it stalls the time.
Like, I always preferred that method just because it keeps you on edge the entire time.
Yeah.
I wish the blueprints would have given you some superhuman ability rather than just fucking stalling for time. Like, it would just turn no clip on if you had all the blueprints. Because that would have made the game infinitely better. I know that once I start playing, I'll immediately be like, guys, can't I play in completion Banjo-Kazooie? You can't play Banjo-Kazooie to the end without completing it.
Yeah, pretty much. I remember if you get everything, you'll finish the game and you'll use like everything except for like 2 jiggies or something.
Pretty much. And then you can waste those 2 jiggies on getting like 80 bajillion gold feathers.
Something like that.
And tripling your health and shit, so... I remember the worst thing... I ended up completing Banjo-Tooie after, like, going through 3 controllers and 8 sets of thumbs for Carrie Canary Mary, but...
Oh, see, the secret is to not do the Canary Mary... the second Canary Mary race.
But that's not completing it.
Rick, there's some things in life... Sometimes in life where 99% is... not bad.
No, we can't think like that. We can't let them win. I beat Canary Mary. It's possible. Win. Ben, what is your opinion on Banjo-Kazooie-Tooie?
The terrorists, Ben.
I don't even think Ben remembers anything from the 64
era. I've never played that game. I've never played Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh my god, what is wrong with you?
Sorry.
What, did they just now release any game?
Do you, 64 stuff.
Did they, like, have to fly their fucking games in on crates? Do you look to the sky in the frozen north and there's a fucking crate flying slowly to the ground?
Yep.
And you open it up and
basically,
it's...
basically, yeah.
And it's just a bunch of Iggy Wrecking Ball games?
He goes to the backyard and spends an afternoon fishing in ice for a game.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have a good story for podcast.
It's kind of like Animal Crossing, where they just kind of float in on balloons sometimes, and if you don't have your slingshot handy, you're fucked.
Yeah, pretty much that. I actually have a good podcast story if you...
Okay.
I'm not sure if I told this one before, but there was this time that I found a copy of the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't think I told you guys about this. I found like the NES version of it in a sewer.
Oh, wow.
You know how, like, sometimes if you're in big courtyard areas, they have these big, like, water drainage hubs?
Yeah.
Me and, like, a few... Like, a kid knocked a baseball into one, and so it took, like, 3 or 4 of us to fucking muscle that thing off there. And when I went down to get it, there was a fucking Nintendo cart just, like, lodged into the dirt down there. So I fucking had... I carried it out, and I cleaned it up, and it still worked perfectly fine. Functional... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Also, good side story to this. A few years later, my dad gets arrested for stealing video games from Blockbuster for me for Christmas. for my Christmas gift, he would just go up to Blockbuster and fucking rent some games and just never show back up again.
How old were you then?
I was like 9. And when I was like 14, he went to jail for a day. I had to pay like $100 in fines. I'm just like, well, it's still less than what I would have paid for the games.
You didn't get the games though, did you?
No, we still had the games. We still have the games. Mario Golf, Mario Kart, and GoldenEye. So he picked some good games.
Wow.
I'm just like, hey dad, why are these in these certain boxes that we get at Blockbuster? And he's just like, well...
How on earth did you get to keep games?
Well, they didn't find us for like 2 or 3 years. My dad lives under the radar.
Okay.
He just doesn't tell anybody where he lives.
Okay.
They ended up just pulling him over in the car because he had a bad headlight. And they're like, oh wait, you're Rick Fortner? Time to jail for you.
Yeah, I was gonna say something insightful.
There is no.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Blockbuster people, they spent all their days looking for 1, 2, 3 Example Street.
Hey, pretty much. My dad just kept giving my grandparents' address for like years, like long after their house was condemned. It was an actual address still, so they're like, oh, okay, this comes up on our computers. And he's just like, pretty much. He's just like, okay. That's an armful of games off the door and never came back.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, Rick's dad.
Great job, Rick's dad. Yeah. Great job.
Yeah, he
trolling the police.
Oh, I don't know. He'll get my dad's fucking insane. I know I've told this story before, but he'll just get out of the car when he gets pulled over. He'll just get the fuck out and start walking towards the cop car. Like,
you can't.
He just gets out. He's like, I'll handle this. And he just gets out and he goes and walks over to the cop car and starts talking to them at their door.
How did they respond to that?
They're like, WH, dicking for their guns most of the time.
Oh, Jesus.
He doesn't fucking care, though. He just walks over. He's like, I'm not a threat. I don't have any guns on me. And I'm like, they don't know that. You're just this giant bear man. They might think you might rip their door off and maul them to death.
Way to go, Rick's dad. Way to go.
He just walks, I've seen him do it. He'll walk over to their car and just be, like, have them roll their windows down.
Rick's dad into his boss.
Pretty much. Fucking great time. That guy's pretty fucking crazy. Like, he has... I don't know, like... There's so many stories I could tell you, I can't even pick. Batman's just like Paul Bunyan, Tall Tale-esque craziness. I'm fairly certain the man has like 8 guns in his cab at all times. And his boss like is like, do you have any guns in there? And he's just like, yes. And his boss is like, get rid of them? And he's like, no. And his boss is just like, oh, okay.
I can't argue with you, you're Rick's dad.
Yeah, pretty much. Rick's dad, professional cabbie.
That's how all people in his life refer to him. Rick's dad.
I'm actually pretty proud that everybody at work has started calling me Rick Fortner, professional busser. Because I've done it so many times that whenever they see me in the morning, they're just like, Rick Fortner, professional busser. And I'm just like, yeah.
You motherfuckers. I'm Rick's dad, son, Rick.
Pretty much. Spawn. I'm Spawn.
Spawn.
My dad used to call me Eggplant.
You told me about that once.
Yeah, because Krem had mentioned it, and I mentioned it as a joke to my dad, and he's like, that's a good name.
Eggplant.
He's like, you're tiny like an eggplant. And I'm just like, this is not... I don't like this anymore. This isn't funny.
Your dick is tiny like an eggplant.
Bone joke.
You just got boned in the joke.
Do we have any Ben Heyman's dad jokes or anything? I know he's professional medical attendant.
Paramedic. Yeah. I must have some good Ben's dad stories. So did I ever tell you about like his whole role in the time when I got in trouble for putting videos of Mr. Liston on YouTube?
Wasn't he just like TH that's retarded?
Basically, he went to the principal and Mr. Liston was just like, this is retarded. Are you a pretty good.
Great time. So, does Ben's dad dig out a camera and record Mr. Liston's response?
No, not usually.
Just roll the shit out of him?
I don't know. I will try to think of good stories about Ben's dad, because I'm sure there are some good ones. I mean, the man, like, pulled people out of flaming wrecks for a living, so he's fairly bad.
I just picture you with gray hair and a really great mustache walking down the street.
He does have some decent facial hair.
Just like reaching into cars that have burst into flames and pulling small children and puppies out of them.
Yep, that's basically what Dad does.
I don't think we've ever heard anything of Soap's family, though.
I don't have a family.
That's pretty fucking grim. I mean, yeah. That's actually shocking. I don't think we know anything about Soap. Maybe Soap is the crazed mass murderer, dude.
Yeah. Maybe it's better this way, Rick.
I don't... Yeah. I'm curious, but I don't think it's a Pandora's box. I don't think I want to open.
You'll find out towards the end of the story.
Rick, like that, before I tell you, my sister reads One Piece Akuman now.
She does?
Yeah, I made my sister read One Piece and I Shield 21 in Bakuman.
Good times. I remember this long stretch of time that Krem was like, I don't know about Ben's sister. I don't know.
And, what?
I know about Ben's sister.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, Krem? And he's like, I don't know about her, man. I don't know. He never speaks about her. I don't know what's out there.
Like, she's this mysterious entity.
Pretty much, he's like, is she like... she mentally retarded or something, and he just doesn't bring her up. And I'm like, oh, great, Krem. Immediately go to retardation. She's just drooling in a corner to you, huh? And he's just like, yeah.
Never mind the whole, you know, why would I even talk about my sibling? Not interesting.
I think I'm going to the same place with Soap, though. I'm like, Soap's parents probably just, like, murdered 8 people, and he was left on the side of a road. Like, comically in a satchel, duct taped, and some kind fellow.
Let's just say a little cow's face was photoshopped onto them at birth in real life.
Wow, poor man. No wonder you don't talk about him. Every once in a while, I like to remind myself.
Yeah, my sister's like 16 years old, so 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, keep David away from her.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah. Also, well, your internet
when she's
cut out.
When she's 18, CWC will be interested in her.
Stay straight.
Oh, God.
It'd be white.
Oh, God.
We'll be looking for an 18 to 30-year-old white, smoke-free, drug-free, honest, caring girl, gal pal to turn into a sweetheart from the ground up.
That guy.
What if she brings him home and then he looks to Ben and then he suddenly turns into cow face at him? And then Ben wakes up in a cold sweat. Man.
Maybe I'll make cow face CWC.
Why? Why? Like, what's worse, Cowface or Ghost Witch Face? Because Ghost Witch Face was pretty fucked up.
Oh, yeah, Ghost Witch. They're actually really similar.
Did I ever tell you the story about how my sister totally jacked my Pokemon game and my camera?
What?
It was pretty awesome. I was impressed with her. So, last year, right before I moved to university, like, a couple days before, I was all like, oh, can I borrow Pokemon game play, and I was like, okay, I lend her Pokemon Pearl.
Yeah.
So, of course, me being Ben Heyman, I immediately forgot she had it and moved to PEI without it.
Nice work.
So then, like, I realized afterwards, like, oh, I left my Pokemon game with Kayla. And then I talked to her on Facebook, and I was like, oh, you can, like, start your file if you want. You know, I don't really care. And she's like, oh, I did that weeks ago.
Thanks for the.
So then, right before Thanksgiving, coming home for Thanksgiving, and messages me, and she's like, "Oh, can you bring the camera home? Like, I want to use it for a birthday party I'm going to this week." And I was like, "Okay." So I bring the camera home, and I give it to her, and of course, me being Ben Heyman, I forget she has the camera, and I back to school after Thanksgiving without the camera, and I'm like, and after I realized, I was like, "Damn,
you'll never get that camera
she
back."
Definitely did that on purpose. Yeah, she like totally utilized my ramp forgetting of things.
Is he cutting out to you too, so?
And my camera.
Like, am I the only one getting Ben cutting out?
He's cutting out for me too, yeah. Canada must be transforming.
I am transformed. Anyway, we're rounding up the end of the podcast anyway. We're at an hour, and that's not with the flashback sequence we had earlier.
So yeah, TLDR, my sister knows I forget things, uses it to steal from me.
Ben forgot to get a secure internet connection. Gentlemen, final thoughts. Ben Heyman.
Hi. I'm Daisy.
Soap on a Rope.
Hi, I'm Daisy.
Okay, that was some terrible final thoughts.
Yeah, those will be my actual thoughts before I die.
And then he floated off into nothingness. And, yeah, great times in the city. Thank you for joining us on this podcast. I look forward to setting up and enjoying the all $30 we'll raise for Fox. And my terrible, terrible torture of the internet. Anyway, good night, folks. Peace out.
Zombies.
Fancy beer, say friend.
Hello.
What do you drink when you're feeling lonely, friend?
Fancy beer.
Come on now, drink it. Go!
When the weather's stormy
and daybreak's far, I throw an extra $1.50 on the bar. There's no sense in saving pennies if I don't know where you are. I drink a fancy beer and I drink it quick. I drink a fancy beer.